Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Groove lesson, where we're building an old-school D&B DJ intro with proper pirate radio energy. Think of this less like a polished song intro, and more like a record arriving with attitude. You want murky atmosphere, a breakbeat that feels alive, bass pressure that's hinted at rather than fully unleashed, and enough space for a DJ to mix it in cleanly. That's the vibe. Classic jungle tension, dark rollers discipline, and a little bit of that dusty cassette era chaos. For this one, we're working at around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old-school drama and bass energy because it gives you enough speed for excitement, but still leaves room for the groove to breathe. And that breathing space matters. A great D&B intro has to be useful in a set first, musical second. It needs to let another tune sit on top of it without fighting, while still hinting that something heavy is coming. We're going to build a 16-bar intro, because that's the classic DJ-friendly format. It gives a clean mix-in pocket, and it lets us shape the energy in 4-bar phrases. So as we go, keep asking yourself one question: what new detail arrives in this section? In the first 4 bars, we'll keep it stripped back. Then we'll gradually add drum detail, a little bass teasing, more tension, and finally a transition that points hard toward the drop. Start with the core breakbeat. Pick a classic-style break loop, or your own drum recording if you want a more custom feel. In Ableton, you can slice it to a MIDI track for more control, or keep it as audio and work with warp markers if the loop already has the right swing. This is where the groove lives or dies, so don't overquantize everything. Old-school jungle energy comes from slight instability. You want the main kick and snare backbone to stay solid, but let the little hits breathe. Add ghost notes, tiny shuffled hats, and the occasional hit that lands a hair ahead or behind the grid. That tiny push and pull is what makes it feel human and urgent. A simple processing chain for the break can go a long way. Try drum bus for punch and glue, EQ8 to cut any unnecessary sub-rumble below around 30 to 40 Hz, and saturator with a little drive for grit. If you want a bit more control, a light glue compressor can help, but don't flatten the life out of the loop. The transients should still bite. A nice old-school trick here is to duplicate the break every bar or two, then remove one snare hit in the early part of the intro. That creates tension. Then bring the snare back with a fill, a reverse tail, or a little extra variation. It's simple, but it works because it gives the listener a sense of forward motion without needing a huge arrangement. Now let's create the atmosphere bed. This is where the pirate radio character really starts to show up. Add a separate audio track with vinyl crackle, noise, distant chatter, a radio tuning sound, or some murky ambient texture. Keep it subtle. This is not the lead voice of the intro. It's the grime floating behind the drums. Put auto filter on that atmosphere track and shape it over time. You can start low passed if you want it muffled and underground, or high passed if you want it airy and distant. Either way, automate the cutoff slowly across the 16 bars so the listener feels the record opening up. Add a little reverb if needed, but keep it controlled. Too much wash will blur the break, and in this style the break has to stay the anchor. If you want extra pirate radio flavor, drop in a short voice snippet or a tiny tuning in effect. Just be careful not to overdo it. One or two well-placed textures will feel more authentic than cluttering every gap. In this style, restraint is part of the attitude. Next up is the bass tease. We do not want a full bassline yet. We just want a hint of the identity. That could be a short restab, a sub-pulse, or a warped low-end hit that answers the drums. In Ableton, operator or a wave-heatable both work well here. Keep the notes short, like 1/8 or 1/4 stabs. Avoid long-sustained phrases. The idea is to suggest the bass line, not reveal it. Keep the low-end mono with utility, and if you want the harmonics to speak more clearly on smaller speakers, add some saturator drive and maybe a little filter movement. A good way to think about the bass in the intro is this. Early on, it should feel like a rumor. Then, as the intro develops, it becomes more obvious. So maybe you start with no bass for the first 4 bars, then add a stab every couple of bars, then let the bass answer the break more directly in bars 9 to 12. By the final 4 bars, you can introduce a slightly dirtier layer or a stronger movement to signal that the drop is coming. Now let's add ghost percussion and offbeat punctuation. This is where the intro starts to roll. Add little rimshots, closed hats, shakers, clicks, or metallic taps. Keep them sparse and purposeful. If a quiet hit doesn't improve the pocket, remove it. Use velocity variation to avoid that stiff programmed feel. A closed hat on the offbeats, a tiny open hat before a snare, or a reverse cymbal every 4 or 8 bars can all help make the groove feel like it's breathing. These details should support the main break, not compete with it. If your break is already busy, Let the ghost percussion live higher up in the frequency range so you don't overload the midrange. The mix should still feel roomy enough for a DJ to layer another record over it. Now we get into automation, and this is where the intro becomes more than just a loop. Automation is your phrasing. It should feel like a DJ gently revealing more of the track, not like a preset demo with a bunch of random sweeps. Good targets are auto filter cutoff, reverb sends, delay sends, saturator drive, utility width on atmosphere or FX, and volume fades for shaping transitions. One simple move is to slightly low pass the intro drums in the first four bars, then open them up by bars 9 to 12. You can also automate the bass filter upward, or increase a reverb send on a single snare to make a transition hit feel bigger. Keep the low end stable the whole time. A DJ intro should be mixable, not chaotic. The energy should rise, but the foundation should stay dependable. For the final bar of the intro, build a transition fill that sounds old school, not overproduced. We want something that feels like a switch being thrown, not a giant cinematic trailer. You can use a reverse crash, a snare drag, a quick break cut, a short beat repeat stutter, or a tiny echo burst on a snare or stab. A good recipe is to reduce the bass teaser in bar 15, then add a reverse cymbal or impact on beat 3 of bar 16, and finish with a snare flam or break slice on beat 4. Then the first bar of the drop can land with full drum and bass pressure. Keep it short and direct. In Pirate Radio DNB, the transition should feel raw and functional. Before you call it done, do a quick low-end check. Put utility on your bass and mono the low-end. High-pass the atmosphere, effects, and voice samples so they don't muddy the groove. Use a QA to clean up any low-mid buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if the break and bass are fighting. And definitely check the intro in mono, because if it only works in stereo, it's not ready for the real world. Also leave yourself some headroom. Aim for around minus 6 dB on the master while you're arranging. Don't start slamming limiters just to make the intro feel louder. If it feels weak, strengthen the break transients or add better bass harmonics instead. A few things to watch out for: don't put too much in too early, don't let the bass arrive at full strength before the drop, don't overquantize the break, and don't let the atmosphere mask the drums. Also make sure you have a clear mix and space at the start. The first four bars should feel stable enough that another tune could ride over them without chaos. If you want to push this further, here are a few strong variations. You can make the intro feel static in the first four bars, then more rolling in bars 5 to 8. You can fake a drop at bar 8 or 12 by stripping things back for a beat, then dropping a short bass punctuation and pulling it away again. You can layer two different breaks so one handles the main groove and the other only appears in select fills. Or you can add a second bass character in the final four bars so the listener feels the energy level change right before the drop. And if you really want that pirate radio grime, build a little effects rack with auto filter, saturator, a lo-fi style effect, reverb, and utility, then map one macro so you can drive the sound from clean to degraded. That kind of controlled destruction can sound huge if you use it sparingly. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar intro using only stock Ableton devices. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Use one breakbeat loop. Add one atmosphere layer with auto filter and reverb. Create a bass teaser with operator or wave eatable using short notes only. Add ghost hats or rimshots with velocity variation. Automate at least one filter movement. Then add one transition fill in bar 16 and bounce it once without tweaking anything. If it feels like a real pirate radio opener, you're on the right track. So the big idea is this: groove, restraint, and controlled tension. Start simple. Keep the low end clean and mono. Shape the intro in four bar phrases. Let the break do the talking. And make every added layer earn its place. That's how you design an old school DNB DJ intro with real pirate radio energy in Ableton Live 12.